More details became apparent. Great pits in the planet's surface, terrible cracks and gouges. Then the edge of one fissure kept on widening until it took up a huge area. Larger than a canyon, larger than a lake, an immense shadowy crater torn out of the planet's face. The sim altered the image a little more, and suddenly Robert saw it. The planet was hollow, and the immense crater was actually a huge gap in its crust-like shell. The cracks and hole he had noticed earlier were just visible from the inside, and beyond it were the faint outlines of other rough, pitted and holed globes.
"Dead worlds," he murmured. "Were they once inhabited?"
"That is doubtful. These are smaller bodies, more like satellites or planetoids, with masses insufficient to retain an atmosphere. Before the probe could carry out detailed scans, it detected several huge objects moving straight towards it."
In the holoplane, the image suddenly swung round to encompass what looked like uniform darkness, until Robert saw immense black and shapeless silhouettes drifting across the shadowy distance. Then the holoplane went blank.
"Those were the sources of life signs, according to the sensors, but the probe was unable to scan for more." "After that, it returned," the sim said. "From the sensor data, we know that there are roughly 50 planetoids like the one you saw, and that there is some kind of gravitational anomaly inside one of them at the coordinates you got from the Tanith machine. The life forms unfortunately number well over 100, which is the cause of the good captain's worries."
"The solution seems clear," said Robert.
"Put me in your scout. Have the Heracles decoy the beasts away from the anomaly, allowing me to sweep in, disembark, and enter the mind of the godhead."
"I agree," said Captain Velazquez as he came round to join them. "The question hangs over how much stress will be generated by decoy maneuvers and how much the chassis plates can stand. Ambassador, you said that these combat drones are the construct's most advanced models. Do they have need of inertial dampeners?"
"Ah, I see. You would rather use them aboard Heracles than deploy them against the mystery leviathans."
The sim nodded.
"Yes, their inertial U-fields can be merged with the ships, as I understand it."
"Good," said Velazquez, turning to Robert. "Mr. Power, we have not had much opportunity to get acquainted, but going by the ambassador's tales, you have already put yourself in harm's way on more than one occasion on behalf of Darien and Earthsphere."
A smile creased the man's craggy features, and,
I must say, I wish it were me heading for this gateway. But I am sure that the construct was wise in choosing you for this mission. Good luck to you, sir. May God come between you and danger in all the dark places you must walk."
There were brief, firm handshakes, which Robert chose to see as brotherly rather than valedictory. 10 minutes later, he was down in the Heracles' high, narrow hold, climbing into the belly of the construct scout tier ship.